BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
For a while back there, I thought we might never get into the place.
Well, we're in now.
Yes, after 20 minutes playing hide and seek in the cold. Why say there's a key safe if there's no key safe?
Perhaps there used to be one.
A heads up would have been nice.
It was quaint, though, to find the key under the flower pot.
Quaint or annoying?
Oh, Chuck.
Faith?
I think it's adorable. We're in the British countryside. We leave keys under flower pots.
I can think of other words.
Are you going to take your coat off?
Give me a chance.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's different to the pictures. I don't remember the stove looking like that.
Perhaps they've renovated. Shall I make coffee?
Coffee? It's nearly 4:30. I'll have enough trouble sleeping with a jet lag.
So we might as well have coffee. Yeah. You know, this machine looks like a good one.
Almost 24 hours, door to door.
Yes, well, we knew that when we set off, didn't we? Let that warm up. Oh, Chuck, look.
What?
These clogs by the door. I think they're our size, too. That's a lovely touch, isn't it? In case we want to pop out into the garden.
It's November. Why would we want to pop out to the garden?
I don't know. To look at the stars? We're in the middle of nowhere. I bet you get a good view.
Maybe.
So, this must be the living room. Oh, nice.
None of it's very big, is it?
Oh, come on, Chuck. I know. It's been a long journey, and we could have done without the delay of baggage reclaim, but we're here now. And it's lovely and cozy. Come on, admit it. This is a really nice place.
It's all right. A little Spartan.
I think that's deliberate, though. The decor is almost Scandinavian, all this wood and white.
What are we going to eat? I'm starving.
I think it'll have to be takeout. Then we can find a store in the morning and stock up. I wonder if they left any milk. Oh!
What now?
They've left a full refrigerator. Yeah. Oh, and look at this. A pre-prepared nut roast.
A what?
And some ready-to-roast potatoes, broccoli, carrots. Chuck, they've left us a British roast dinner. Isn't that just lovely?
I thought a British roast dinner was beef.
A vegetarian British roast dinner. Right, I'll put the oven on. You make a start peeling those carrots.
I am not inflexible.
Yes, you are.
Look, I gave you a long list of options. I'm basically happy to go anywhere.
As long as it's hot.
Not hot, warm.
Which does discount a lot of places.
Jacob, it's meant to be a holiday.
Yeah, that is what we're talking about.
But what's the point of going to the trouble of getting on a plane only to land somewhere even colder than here?
Well, holidays aren't just about the weather.
But I'm sick of the cold already. By the time January rolls around, I'll be desperate for some sun. You will be too, I bet.
I don't think so. And actually, if you gave Finland a chance, you'd love it.
Would I?
Yes, it's cold, but in February it's crisp, bright, beautiful, and there's hardly any wind, so even if it's -10...
-10?
It doesn't feel like it. There's so much we could do. We could go snowshoeing, ice fishing, to the saunas. We might even get to see the Northern Lights.
Hmm. Well, that does sound nice. Mm. Or what about the Algarve? Oh, I can just picture us eating amazing Portuguese food in little tavernas. Come on, close your eyes.
What for?
Picture it. You and me walking down a little cobbled street in Tavira, or stopping for a coffee or a beer, taking our time watching the boats out on the sea.
Did you leave the lights on?
What are you talking about?
In the house. Look.
No. Now close your eyes.
No, I'm sure I turned them off. Whose car is that?
What? I don't know.
Someone's in there, Kate. Someone's in my cottage.
That's ridiculous. Oh.
See? There was a definite movement at the window. Right. I'm going to call the police.
No, wait.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to try the door. It's open.
Someone's in there.
Yes, I'm going to find out who. Come on.
Kate. Hang on. Kate.
Oh, this roasting tin should be plenty big enough, do you think?
Sure.
Don't move. Oh, my.
Everybody stay calm.
What the hell?
What's happening?
You tell me. What are you doing in my house?
With my nut roast.
Your nut roast?
Yes.
Oh, I thought because you'd left it in the refrigerator, it was part of the package.
What package?
The holiday, the booking. We didn't think you were going to stop by and demand it back. Although, if you'd been here half an hour ago, you'd have saved us searching for the keys, which were not where you said they'd be.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
We have booked a week's holiday here.
In Jacob's cottage?
Not with me, you haven't.
It was through the site?
What site?
BorsetshireBreaks.com.
Well, I'm not on any sites. And do you think Chris has rented it out without telling me?
No, of course not. Maybe you guys got the wrong address.
I don't think so. Let me find the email.
It could be a typo.
Here it is. Yes, the Rookery Home Farm.
What the hell is happening?
I'm damned if I know. I'm going to see if I can get hold of someone at the booking company.
Yes, good idea. And Jacob, why don't you call Chris, just in case he knows anything?
Yeah, okay.
And I'll make everyone some tea, shall I?
How very British of you. But actually, we were about to make...
Tea would be lovely, and I'm sorry about your nut roast. I just assumed...
No, it's fine. Yes. Why don't you go and sit down in the living room and I'll bring it through.
It's this recorded message again. It says, hold to speak to someone, but I've been hanging on the line for 10 minutes now.
It's Sunday.
I know it's Sunday, Faith.
So there's probably no one there.
Look, here's the email confirming the booking. It all looks totally above board.
I know. Do you think he could have rented it out and then forgotten?
He is a bit odd, but he doesn't seem that odd. Unless...
Unless what?
What if it's a trick?
A trick?
Like, they've lured us here to take us hostage.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, you never know.
I don't think so. They seem annoyed about the whole thing. The guy seems very stressed out. I don't think he's putting it on. And if they were going to take us hostage, they'd have done it when we were asleep, surely.
I suppose. It's hard to know, as I've never been taken hostage before. I'm getting nowhere here. I'm going to send them an email.
I've already done it. Ask for someone to call us ASAP. There's one of those help buttons on the website. I pressed it, but there's no response yet. I guess we just have to keep trying.
Okay, thanks, Chris. No, well, I just thought it was best to check. Yeah, okay. Bye. Bye. Oh, Chris doesn't know anything. He was quite alarmed. Unsurprisingly, it's an alarming situation.
Well, I found the listing. Look.
The Rookery, Ambridge. But hang on. That's not my cottage.
What do you mean it's not your cottage? The Rookery, Ambridge.
Yeah, but look at the pictures. That isn't my front door. Or my kitchen. It's another place entirely.
How weird.
Oh, this whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think that, you know, there might be con artists?
Con artists? No, I don't think so.
Why not? They could be.
But it's a bit of a strange con, isn't it? Anyway, they seem pretty genuine. And your address is here on the website.
Oh, so I should just welcome them in with open arms?
No, of course not. We need to try to sort it out.
We? This isn't my mistake. I've gone out for a walk and I've come home to find someone in my kitchen cooking our nut roast. I'm basically in the Three Bears.
Jacob, breathe.
I am breathing.
No, you're spiralling.
Well, can you blame me?
I know this isn't ideal, but it's happened. So we need to try to resolve it as best as we can for everyone.
Still the same message.
Honey, I think it's time to give up. No one's there. We'll have to try again in the morning.
But where are we going to stay tonight?
I don't know, but hanging on the line isn't going to solve anything.
Here we are. I've done one pot of English breakfast and one of lavender and chamomile.
Of what, sorry?
Lavender and chamomile tea. It's good for calming nerves.
Oh, well, that's just fantastic. We can all relax.
Well, thank you. Oh, sorry, we don't even know your names.
Oh, Kate. Kate and Jakob. Where is he? Jakob!
I'm just trying to get through to the booking company.
Don't bother. I've been on hold for the past 10 minutes.
Oh, it's outrageous. They can't make a massive mistake like this and then not answer the phone to sort it out.
Well, it's Sunday, though, and it's gone 5. We'll have to just try again in the morning. Sorry, what are your names?
Faith and Chuck. Short for Charlie. I know, could he be more American?
What's wrong with being American?
Nothing, I was just making a joke.
You really think now's the time for gags?
It's been a long day. We're both tired and a little stressed.
Well, join the club. I just can't understand how this has happened.
Us neither. We just booked it the normal way. And the site looked fine when we booked it.
Well, it isn't fine, is it?
No, but we'll sort it out somehow. Oh, yeah, oh, come and sit down.
The bottom line is, my cottage is not a holiday let. It's my home. So, obviously, you can't stay here.
Oh, okay.
Okay? How is that okay?
It kind of has to be, doesn't it?
It's dark outside. Neither of us have slept in almost 24 hours. Plus, we paid good money to stay here.
Well, not to me, you haven't.
Jakob, I think Faith and Chuck should stay here tonight.
What?
You and I can go to Dad's.
Well, why should we? And anyway, I thought Miranda was staying there.
All right, then. We'll stay in one of the yurts.
One of the yurts?
Yes, it's the perfect solution. I run a holistic therapy retreat, spiritual home.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Thank you. You'll have to have a look around if you get a chance. We do yoga classes, Reiki, meditation.
Kate, I'm not moving into a yurt so that my place can be taken over by strangers. No offence, but you are complete strangers. And the problem with your booking is absolutely not my fault.
I know that, Jakob, but it's late. Faith and Chuck must be shattered. They're in their 70s and they can't go looking for somewhere else now.
Perhaps I should be like Mick, buy myself a van, move in there instead.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous. This is one night.
It's November.
Yes, and I have plenty of blankets. In fact, Jakob, it's the perfect opportunity for you to sample the yurts. He's been promising to try them out for ages.
No, I haven't. And why can't they stay in a yurt?
Oh, sure, we could do that, couldn't we, Chuck?
No, it's all decided. You two stay here, have something to eat, make yourselves comfortable. Then tomorrow we can sort all this out.
Works for me.
Thank you so much. It's so kind of you.
Not at all. Jakob, where are you going?
To get my pyjamas and lock away my valuables.
No, he's joking.
I'm not.
I'm sure this has all been a misunderstanding of some sort. Honestly, don't worry about a thing. I'm actually quite looking forward to a night under canvas. And Jakob will love it.